I am offering you this so that you will save me, so that you will bring me out of sin into spirituality, so that you will bless me. Whatever it may be, I want from God. So I'm going to do this rather than just trust you. And what the light does, it reveals that I'm not just trusting him, and so I want the light turned off. I want that light turned off so that this will not be seen for what it is, and it will look good in the dark. It will look good in the dark. You know the old joke, we all look good in the dark. Turn on the light, and things change a little bit. And then we're going to look at love and hate. All right, where am I coming from? Look at verse 19. And notice in verse 19, in context, look at it, it says, and this is the judgment, that the light is come into the world, and men loved the darkness rather than the light, for their deeds were evil. For everyone who does evil hates the light, and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. But he who practices the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be manifested as having been wrought in God. There's your secret. Do you see it? God does it. Now, deeds that are acceptable to God are done by God. And we're going to put all of this together. I just want you to see the whole flow of the whole passage, these three verses. And you'll see what is going on in our study. All right, let's go back to verse 19. And this is the judgment, that light has come into the world. And this is the incarnation of God into the human race. And later it'll be the coming of the Holy Spirit. And men, and we've already looked at that as a definition of the world, loved the darkness rather than the light, for their deeds were evil. Now, how do you see what darkness means? Not people, please, you know, one of the great problems is, and I've learned this, if you don't see these things, if the Holy Spirit doesn't open your eyes yourself, and you're following